Because there are actually only two types of domains, which are only two. It's not two and two that are two and two. So therefore, it says the Rivosh, Shtayim, Shtayim, Lamali. Why would it say the word Shtayim another time when it's talking about Shem Bechutz? It should have said Shtayim, Shin, Arba, Bifnim, the Arba Bechutz. There are these two domains that are four cases inside and four cases outside. So therefore, Pirish Rivah, actually the Rivah brings it actually when it mentions the Shtayim, Shin, Arba, Vrava. It's not going on the domains. It's not the intention of the Tana to say that there's two domains that are four inside and four outside. Rather, it's talking about, that he's talking about Rishuyah Shabbos. We're talking about the domains of Shabbos. In other words, it's Yesh Bahen, that in them there are Shnei Chayuvim. There are two liabilities, Shein Dal Bifnim, which are four, meaning another two inside. Ubeis Chayuvim, and there's two liabilities. So it's the liability that we're talking about. Shein Dal Bachutz, which are four on the outside. So therefore, we don't have any more the question of the Gemara, oh, why did the Tana write Yitzis? We're talking about Osa Achnasis, because Yitzis is not going on the act of Haitzah. Rather, the Tana is talking about the different types of domains that there are, and therefore he's mentioning also Hachnasa from Rishus to Rishus. But again, with the Shtayim is not going on the Rishuyas, because then why would you say the word Shtayim again? Rather, it's going on the liabilities of the two domains, where you can have two in the inside and two on the outside, which have another two for the inside and two on the outside. Now the Rivo explains, Yitzias, this word Yitzias, which Rav is explaining means Rishuyas, Nil Riva, it appears to the Riva because the Havaka Mai Taitzais. We do find such a precedent that as we find by the word Taitzais, which actually means edges, which is the boundary of a domain of Rishus, the Ashkechan Rishuyas, the Ikri Taitzais, we find that domains are called Taitzais. That's like it says the Pasim, Bamidbal Lamadad, Bahayu Saitzais of a Yama, that the edge went to the Yama, Mitagaminim, we actually, the Aramaic translation is Rashvase, is the Rishus, which is the boundary, which is the end, and therefore we do find that Rishuyas, that the Yitzias could actually mean the Rishuyas, the way Rav explained. So Taisus brought Rashi's interpretation that Shtayim Shein Arba, according to Rav, means there are two domains that there are in Shabbos, Rishus Hayam and Rishus Hayachid. Riva asked on that, because then it shouldn't say the word Shtayim Shein another time, because there's only two. It's not two that are four and another two that are four. Rather, Riva explains, according to Rav, Shtayim Shein Arba, the intent is regarding the liabilities of Haitzah, that there's two that are four inside and two that are four outside. In other words, it's not like the way Rashi says of the Rishuyas. Rather, talking about the Rishuyas of Shabbos, there are going to be two liabilities in each one of these Rishuyas. And therefore, again, we were saying there's no difficulty why we're talking about Hachnasa, because the intention is not to talk about Yitzias, because we're not talking about on the Haitzah of Rishuyas to Rishuyas. Rather, talking about these domains, each domain is going to have Shtayim, two Isturim that are Arba, and as we learned, that the word Yitzias could mean Rishuyas as brought in the pasuk in Mabin Melamed Daled.